Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. The No Socialist Zone, for sure. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, July the 7th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the classic Ford Bronco ready to ride again. Three models finally set to debut next week. I'm looking forward to it. I've already talked about it. I'll talk about it more. Number two, the gravy train supplied by the federal government could be pulling into the station and pulling the plug. That extra $600 a week in unemployment bennies running out at the end of July, and that means people need to get back to work. Buzzkill! I know. And number one, an elaborate scheme to steal hundreds of key fobs, transfer paperwork, sell brand new stolen vehicles from train cars, and more make up some serious intrigue involving train cops, federal undercover agents, 2 years of hard work, and it all happened here in Michigan. Crazy, right? So I'm going to turn to the Detroit News for a little bit of this. This is an incredibly crazy story. According to the sources here, a Dearborn man stole more than 1,000 key fobs from new vehicles loaded on freight trains in Detroit. This coming from federal prosecutors yesterday. They say 41-year-old Jason Gibbs was charged following a 2-year investigation that involved train cops, black market automobiles, and a trail of evidence that led all the way to eBay. And that's where the mystery seller was selling stolen vehicles that could be reprogrammed to provide keyless entry to vehicles made by General Motors, Ford, Fiat, and Chrysler. That all according to an affidavit written by the U.S. Postal Inspector, Makita Brown. The criminal complaint charging Gibbs with theft from an interstate freight shipment describes a lucrative scheme that generated tens of thousands of dollars, targeting brand new cars and trucks delivered by train to Detroit. Here's some of the cars they liked the most, though. The Cobra Mustang, yeah, I like that one. Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat, and the Ford F-150 Raptor. Man, what just an incredible thing. The investigation, right, it focused on CSX. Train cars, right? There's a rail yard in New Boston outside the Detroit Metro where GM, Ford, and Chrysler haul new vehicles made in Michigan and neighboring states. Each car arrives at the facility unlocked with two key fobs. And the porters use the fobs to drive the vehicles off tractor trailers onto specialized railroad freight cars. And once they are loaded, the key fobs are left inside the unlocked vehicles, and the sealed freight cars depart New Boston. Yeah, I'm surprised somebody didn't think of this before. In February of 18, Detroit automakers started to complain about missing fobs. For cars arriving at dealerships. And trust me, these fobs are really expensive. I lost one once. I thankfully found it later. But it's really expensive to get one replaced at the dealership. I called, I remember it was $200, $300. I'm like, what? At any rate, they started complaining these fobs were missing. So an internal audit revealed all the vehicles missing fobs originated at the New Boston facility. That was the common link. And then somebody discovered they were being sold on eBay, similar ones that had been reported missing. The seller account had a 100% seller rating. Investigators learned the account was assigned to a Metro Detroit man who was already under investigation by Ford Security. Ford investigators had purchased three key fobs from the man, and all three devices belonged to F-150 trucks that had arrived at the New Boston facility. I mean, this scheme was going on for a while. I mean, how do you think you're going to get away with that for a while? I mean, the fobs are missing. The fobs, there's only two fobs per vehicle. They're programmed that way. Anyhow, the return address turned out to be a vacant home in Detroit. But the investigators learned that Gibbs was a past tenant and that he worked at the New Boston facility as a CSX contractor. Gibbs was a porter who had access to the new cars arriving in New Boston. Records show Gibbs and a man linked to the eBay account were friends. Postal inspectors got involved in March. Postage for the parcel was paid with a debit card linked to Gibbs. The parcel was mailed from the new Boston Post Office less than a mile from the rail yard. And it goes on. Yeah, SRTs and demons and raptors. eBay records showed that the PayPal accounts linked to Gibbs received $60,000 for selling 1,914 fobs. The sales happened in 17 and 18. The fobs were associated with cars that were shipped through New Boston. Investigators traced most of the key fob purchases to a California buyer. eBay and PayPal records showed the California buyer would sell the fobs online for $69 to $160. It's believed the end users would use those fobs to attempt to reprogram them so they could be used on other cars. Mm-hmm. You know, crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay. Being unemployed is paid for a long time, though. But that gravy train, like I just mentioned, is coming to an end at the end of the month. That extra $600 a week in federal pandemic benefits runs out in July. And people collecting unemployment starting to get concerned. I might actually have to get a job. The extra $600 a week in federal pandemic benefits runs out on July 25th or 6th for most people. Millions of unemployed Americans have been kept afloat by that extra $600, they say, which supplements their $200 to $300 in state benefits. But some people still waiting for their first check. In fact, I was just talking to people in Traverse City, two different business owners. They can't get anybody hired. Has a stack of resumes and applications on his desk. He calls them back. They're all like, well, you know, I'm not sure if I'm qualified. He says they're just filling out the job applications to remain qualified to collect the extra $600 in federal money on top of their $300 or $400 in state money and stay home. Of course, I'm sure it helps some folks, but for a lot of businesses, it has been very detrimental. Anyhow, it's looking like it's not going to be replaced. Some Democrats have proposed a HEROES Act that would extend the $600 a week to the year's end. A second proposal would continue the $600 payments until each state ends its pandemic emergency, so the ending date would vary. A third proposal would be $450 a week in a bonus if you return to work for a period of time. Supporters say only that proposal gives workers an incentive to go back to the job. The latest proposal is to continue the federal benefits, but at a reduced level. You know, when you pay people not to work, guess what they do? A lot of them just don't work. Here's a little bonus for you. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is continuing summer style. Save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors. The bonuses and the benefits getting bigger. Hand-assembled in Michigan with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel. It's the original side-by-side, unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor is being completely redesigned, so this is your last chance to get this one, and that's why the incentives are big. Go to RoxorOffroad.com, RoxorOffroad.com. I have one. I love it. All right? Back in a moment in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
We're celebrating summer at the Wyckoff Wellness Center by saving you money on Dr. Wyckoff's most recommended nutritional supplements. During the entire month of July at Wyckoff Wellness Center, we'll take 20% off all the supplements we sell during our July Super Supplement Sale. These supplements meet Dr. Wyckoff's exacting demands. You can buy them at Wyckoff Wellness Center in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com, and you can order from anywhere. Celebrate summer with the July Super Supplement Sale at Wyckoff Wellness Center, wyckoffwellness.com.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, We'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.